81771 is the text number, 22 minutes to 9. If you want to check the pulse of a nation at any given time, check out what the people are looking up on their internet search engines. So which country's second most Googled topic last year was rock bands of the 80s, and where in the world has the Fox Terrier obsessed the locals? Dr. Kevin Curran of the School of Computing at the University of Ulster is in our foyer studio. Good morning.
Morning.
What's all this about?
Yes, the Ziggist is a Google archive which pulls together interest in search terms and patterns over periods of weeks, months and years, and the term itself, Ziggist, refers to the spirit of the time. So it's not simply a list of the top search terms for any period, because the truth is they don't change much from year to year, because that list would be dominated by words like dictionary, yellow pages, games, maps, video, and of course all the X-rated keywords. They are constants, and although they are popular, they don't actually define the Ziggist, which is, again, the spirit of the time. Instead, Google looked for terms and searches which were popular maybe in 2007, which weren't popular in 2006, as such, and all the way backwards. These are explosive queries, topics which everyone obsesses about over time. So, for instance, Bebo would have appeared in 2006, but it wouldn't have been there in 2005 because it wasn't that popular. So, again, there's a... It's not an exact science as such, but it gives us, we can see trends from countries and over time as such for these, again, explosive keywords.
Well, what about this rock bands of the 80s preoccupation and also the Fox Terrier? What more can you tell us about those?
See, that can vary. It depends on what is popular in that country at that time. For instance, in the March 2007 trends, we see in Afghanistan that BBC is the number 6 query. Australia has got Celtic or Celtic. Canada has got number 10 is Celtic Cross. Colombia at number 10 in March 2007 is Lisa Simpson. And so on. And interesting, like for Ireland, for instance, the number 5 keyword is a Polish keyword, which probably reflects the amount of Poles in the south at the moment using search terms. In South Africa, we see number 7 is Jamie Oliver. Now, that could coincide with Jamie Oliver doing some type of publicity campaign in South Africa at the moment as such. It's not as if Jamie Oliver... It's not a popular keyword throughout the years in other countries as such. And for instance, you will not see David Beckham or Pamela Anderson appearing on these because they have been popular for years as such. So we do get a snapshot of countries what they're searching for, but again, it's not a science.
All right, well, in spite of what you're saying about it not being a science, it's still going to provide plenty of food for thought for scientists. Dr. Kevin Curran, thank you very much.
A bit like our text messages, really, not a science, but a bit of a snapshot on the horses, and we'll leave it after this, perhaps. But Rachel says horses are too intelligent to eat, unlike cows. Malcolm and Dromore says